Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. We're going to talk today with Rebecca Castle Laughlin. She's representing Golden Hills Resource Conservation and Development, and more specifically representing the Southwest Iowa Art Tour, which is ready to go for its 10th year now here coming up this weekend. Rebecca, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jim?
Good. Thank you so much for the time. 10 years, it's flown right by.
It has, and I'm excited that we can be a part of this milestone event for the Southwest Iowa Art Tour.
Can you talk a little bit about the beginnings? How did this get started?
Yeah, so back in 2014, there was a group of local artists that came together, and really it was kind of multifaceted. They wanted to showcase their art, produce some more sales, showcase their hometowns, get people, not only to come see their artwork, but see what their towns had to offer, the other retail stores, the restaurants, the public art. And then, also just do a service to the public by showing them what opportunities exist for artwork in rural Southwest Iowa.
You know, those art shows that happen in big cities, those are pretty easy. They've got built-in crowds. They've got opportunities to be able to do different things that you really can't do in some of these smaller locations. So being able to do a combination event like this where you're including so many folks from so many different communities, it's really kind of a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first year, there were 6 communities that participated and 21 artists. And, 8 of those 21 artists are still participating in the 10th annual event this year. And I think that's a testament to just their dedication, but also how well the Southwest Iowa Art Tour has been received by people in these rural communities and also from the metro areas and surrounding communities that come participate in the event.
Yeah, art isn't exclusive to large metropolitan areas. There are a lot of creative people in a lot of places, and it kind of shows. You talked about those early first-year numbers. Now wow them and tell them about this year's numbers.
Yeah, so the Southwest Iowa Art Tour has grown to where this year there are 11 participating communities, 18 gathering places in those communities, and then over 90 artists this year.
I didn't know there were 90 artists out there who had works that were looking to be noticed.
Absolutely. And you'll want to visit all of them if you can. There's just an amazing variety. There's anything from fiber art to paintings, sculpture, jewelry. You name it. And there's a participating artist on the art tour.
Yeah. Rebecca, how do you find these folks? Do they find you or do you go out and search for them?
I would say in most cases, they find us. Sometimes they have participated just as a visitor on the tour and thought, you know what, I think next year I should do this as an artist. And word of mouth within the artist community is always travels fast. We put out a call for artists in the spring, and each year we pick up a few new artists, but a lot of these artists have been participating for a number of years now, and it's really great, that I've been coordinating this event for, I think this is my 4th or 5th year, and so I get to know a lot of the artists just through, the communication that I have with them, and then it's really exciting to go see how their artwork has evolved even over the past year.
Well, and just looking at kind of the rundown for this weekend's event, by the way, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. Everybody, it looks like, is participating on the weekend, and a few will be participating Friday as well. But when you look at the list and the rundown that you have here, I guess I just sometimes ask the question, what is art? And it's whatever you think folks might have an interest in, because you've got quite a variety.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And I would say, there's a distinction, and sometimes that line can be blurry or arguable between crafts and fine art. This is geared towards fine art, but even within that fine art definition, there's a lot of things that qualify. And I think one of the really good things about this is it brings together year-round galleries and standalone artist studios and pop-up locations, where those artists who have a home studio or, you know, otherwise typically are in galleries outside of Southwest Iowa, where they can come together and have their own gathering place and showcase their work.
Sure, sure. Can you give us a little bit of a rundown on some of the highlights?
Yeah, so with this being our 10th annual event, there are two other of the original locations on the first Southwest Iowa Art Tour that I'd like to, you know, really point out. The Art Church in Malvern, which is Zach Jones's studio and gallery, is celebrating its 150th year of the Art Church. So it's a decommissioned Presbyterian church, just a block off of Main Street in Malvern. And if you've never been there, I would highly recommend, you know, putting that on your list. It's a piece of artwork just in itself. The entire inside of the church has been painted with a mural, and it's just breathtaking. But with it being the 150th year, Zach has also taken on some exterior renovations that will really help preserve it for hopefully the next 150 years. So the Art Church in Malvern, and then also the Painted Camel Gallery in Macedonia, the Southwest Iowa Art Tour in 2014 was also their first year in business. And so after 9 years of having the gallery open, Paul and Carol Jean Koch have decided to retire and just focus on Paul's pottery. And so the Painted Camel is transitioning to a nonprofit cooperative gallery. And so it'll remain open this year and is accepting new artists. And we're hoping that this weekend can kind of be a soft opening for them.
Wow, that's very impressive. You've got Harlan, Avoca, Neola, Macedonia, Council Bluffs, Glenwood, Malvern, Red Oak, Villisca, Clarinda. I'm missing some, I'm sure, as I look through Council Bluffs, the Essex area. I mean, there's so many different places. It's fairly well spread out. So it's great that it's over several days because folks will need some time to check out some of the different locations.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, another thing somewhat new this year is, you know, after each art tour, we get together as a group and kind of discuss things that we can do to improve for the next year. And with just the volume of stops and the amount of miles over Southwest Iowa that this event covers, we thought it might be helpful for some of those who aren't familiar with these smaller communities to give them some ideas for routes or itineraries. So we did include a map that has, you know, three different loops to kind of break up the tour a little bit. There's a northern loop, a southern loop, and a central loop, where you can kind of hit basically the same number of gathering places, and it's just a different length of driving time, or depending on where you're starting, you know, it kind of just helps break up the day a little bit.
You bet. Well, and it can seem a little overwhelming when you take a look at the map and all the different locations there, but you do have the Friday sneak peek. Some of the locations will be open 4 to 7. You've got Saturday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday noon to 4. Is this just self-guided?
It is. So you can start wherever you'd like, end wherever you'd like, spend as long as you want at each location. You know, you could make it to one town, or you can try and hit all 11, and we certainly hope people make it to as many as they can, because each location has something very special to offer.
Yeah, you bet. Well, it's an opportunity to get out here this time of the year when the weather's a little nicer and be able to see some of the things that maybe you drive by on the interstate or some of the major highways as you're tooling through Southwest Iowa, see some of those local businesses, maybe enjoy some great local food, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know I've been spending some time in Macedonia helping with the transition of the Painted Camel Gallery, and I've gotten to go across the street to the Back 40 quite a number of times for lunch. And so, you know, that's something that, you know, if I wasn't working up there, I might not get the opportunity to do. So, you know, take a look at the map, maybe do some Facebook research and find out, you know, what towns have restaurants in them, and, you know, just make a whole day of it.
Well, there's so many things people look for when they're thinking about where they'd like to settle down. People think sometimes they just don't have the opportunities in rural parts of the country, in rural Iowa, for example, that you do in some of the major metropolitan areas. But quality of life is important, and this is an important part of that quality of life.
Absolutely, and I think anybody who thinks that Southwest Iowa, or thinks that Southwest Iowa doesn't have a lot to offer for artists or for art enthusiasts, I think that viewpoint will be challenged if they join us this weekend.
Very good. And is this free?
It is free to participate in. Yes. So we have these really great brochures that feature all of the artists who were signed up by the deadline. It's got a little snapshot of one of their pieces of work. It tells what medium they work in, what location they'll be in, and it's got the map and also the routes. It talks about the history. I mean, this is a brochure that I think you could even put out on your coffee table all year round. It's just very well put together and good conversation piece. And so you can pick those up at any of the 18 gathering places, as well as some of the sponsor locations. And you can also find it online. If you just want to take a look at the map online and print it off, you can do that and also just flip through the whole brochure.
All right. And online, where do they find that?
That is at www.swiarttour.com.
All right. And also on Facebook.
Yep, also on Facebook. And if you check us out on Facebook and kind of scroll back through our posts, we have been doing a featured artist post with a new artist daily that we've featured for about the last 3 months. So you can kind of look back on through there and learn some more about the artists that you're going to see.
Very good. This sounds like a good buddy activity.
Absolutely. You know, we've always talked about having a bus that people could sign up for and do, and that just hasn't come together yet, but I know there's definitely groups of people that get together and carpool and plan out their day, maybe visit a winery on their way, and so it's a great activity, whether it's for families or a group of girlfriends or anyone. It's a great day.
Very good. That's the Friday sneak peek. They'll have some locations available 4 to 7 p.m. Again, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sunday, noon to 4 p.m. for the 10th annual edition of the Southwest Iowa Art Tour coming up here this weekend. Rebecca Castle-Laughlin with us sharing here this morning. Rebecca, thank you so much for all the hard work and helping to put this all together. Hope it's really successful for you.
Thank you very much, Jim. It was nice talking to you.